Welcome to Savannah Smiles. I am so excited to be talking to you guys today. We're going to be talking about how to make your day positive, waking up positive, having a daily life you can have fun in and not have to escape from, enjoying the moment, and building a foundation on that you love. When I wake up in the morning and I'm not feeling very good or negative, I try to do some things. I try to breathe in and out through my nose slowly, think about some positive things, say some quotes, read my scriptures, or do some yoga. Sometimes I also listen to positive music, slow, classic music. That can help me to feel a little bit more positive and happy. Some other things I do is say some affirmations. Some things I try to avoid when I'm not feeling very good in the morning is going on my phone. Social media can make me feel negative or not good about myself. Another thing I do that can help me with that is read a book. Our brains are very complicated, but one of the most simple things we can do when we're not feeling good or negative is smile. Smiling can turn the brain to think that you're feeling great, and it will help your brain think more positive. Most people don't like to do this, especially when they don't feel good, but can also really help you is exercise. Exercising releases endorphins, which help the mind and body think positive. It also can make you feel really good. One of my biggest role models is my mom. My mom is always smiling, and I'm not just saying this because it's a part of my podcast, but she's the most positive person I know. She teaches me so many different things. One of the biggest things she teaches me is not being too hard on myself. She always tells me that we are in the hardest times right now. There are so many things that can put us down or make us feel negative or not worth enough. So she always says to reward myself. When I do something good, make sure I'm telling myself that I'm doing good. Make sure I'm thinking of the good that I'm doing. She tells me if I make a mistake, just learn from it. Don't be too hard on myself. Learn from the mistake and don't do it again. She says to enjoy the moment. Don't take it for granted. We have so many more things than we know we have. Don't take them for granted. Use them and be happy about it. My mom, the biggest thing my mom always says is just to love yourself. Know that you're enough. Make sure you're being kind to others, smiling, even if you don't know the person, just smile at them. It not only makes your day, but it can make their day too. Just be kind. Now we're going to have one of my role models, my Aunt Lindsay, who's a mother of two, a nurse, and a business owner, talk about how she keeps her life positive. And I'm so excited for you guys to learn about who she is and tap into how she keeps her life positive.
Thanks for having me, Savannah.
Okay, what is your life's motto?
My life's motto. Wow, I think this changes depending on how old you are. But lately I've been thinking a lot about how you should work to build a daily life that you don't have to regularly escape from. So do you know what I'm talking about when you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, I hate what I'm doing. How can I plan my next getaway? How can I, you know, check out of what I'm doing mentally? You know, I think that as you grow and as you decide, you know, what you're going to do for your career or what kind of family life you're going to have, you want to make sure that you're building on a foundation that's something that you love. So even the day-to-day quote-unquote mundane are things that you can enjoy and things that are rewarding to you. So you're not just always thinking about the next fun thing you can do to get out of your day-to-day life.
That's awesome. Now, who is someone you look up to that has been a positive influence in your life?
I like how matter-of-fact you are on this podcast, Vanny. So as you know, I have four older sisters, okay? You're the oldest in your family, which is a really unique responsibility because, you know, all your four siblings are looking up to you, right? Okay? Well, I was on the opposite end, okay? I was like your little sister, Gwen, looking up to my four bigger sisters. And they've been role models for me throughout my life. I have a picture that's ingrained in my memory where it's all four of my older sisters standing behind me and I'm standing in front and I'm basically holding onto their hand and I'm like hugging their hands because I love them so much and I just wanted to be like them. And they've done a great job of being positive role models in my life by working hard in their careers, by keeping their family as a priority to them, by leading a healthy and active lifestyle, providing service in their communities, and those are things that I strive to do as well.
Now, do you believe in affirmations? If so, what are ones you use daily?
Okay. Do you know what affirmations are?
Kinda.
Okay. Tell me what you know.
They're kind of positive sayings you can look at throughout the week, day.
Fantastic. Okay, I love that. And I think this is something like in pop culture and in social media that's been getting kind of more buzz. People are talking about things like meditation and they're talking about positive affirmations. And a lot of people will say, well, you'll do, you know, what you think about or what you say consistently. So I think this is definitely something that, you know, I'm working on. But I think one thing about me is that, you know, growing up, I had parents that told me that I could do anything. So that, I think that that would be, you know, my positive affirmation when I hit a wall or something's not quite right. I try to remember you can do anything. Do you have any positive affirmations that you think about?
I just think I can do it and I believe in myself and I know other people believe in me.
Yeah. And where have you gotten that from, that confidence?
I think I've gotten it from my mom, learning it from myself, others around me, family members.
Love it.
What's one thing you wish you could go back and tell your 14-year-old self?
I think that I would tell my 14-year-old self to dream big and to not limit myself at all based off of my gender, based off of where I lived, what type of family I grew up in. Not that any of those things have held me back, but I think sometimes in our society, we think, okay, girls do this or boys do this or this type of person does this. And the reality is that you can do anything that you set your mind to. Make sure to surround yourself with good people who have positive thinking in their life and they have a good aura about them. Do you know what I mean by a good aura?
Kinda. Can you explain?
Yeah. So it means that when you look at them, they look honest. They look genuine. You know, they look warm. They feel, you know, you feel comfortable in their presence, things like that. Building those types of relationships, I think, can help you just each step of the way to get a little bit better, to get a little bit better, to dream a little bigger. So I would say dream big, surround yourself with great people, and don't let small obstacles deter you from your goals. So if one person says no or something seems like, oh, I'm not going to be able to accomplish that, go back to the drawing board, be creative, and come up with a creative way around it. Think of it as like a roadblock, okay? So if you're in an area you're kind of unfamiliar with, maybe, let's say you're out of state, you're in Arizona or California, places I know that your family likes to travel, and you're going down a street, like Google Maps is telling you where to go, and you get to that street and there's a big roadblock because there's construction going on or just something has happened, are you going to stop that from you getting to Disneyland? Or is that going to stop you from going to your friend's house that you came all the way there to visit? No, you're going to look at the map, you're going to brainstorm, retool, and then you're going to go at it again. That's how you need to approach your projects, your ideas, your goals. Don't let small obstacles get in your way.
What's one thing you couldn't live without?
That's a tough one, man. There's so many things, right? So my family, my husband, my kids come to mind, you know, as the things that I couldn't live without. As far as tangible things, I love my computer because I can take it with me wherever I go. So my laptop. I love True Lemon packets that I can put in my hydro flask and have a like little yummy drink with me, you know, anywhere that I go. And I love Mexican food. Okay. So chips and salsa, just like your mom.
All right. What are two things you do to stay positive on a daily basis?
Two things I do to stay positive. So I try to get some exercise in every day, and I found that the days that I get exercise in, I have some more positive energy that flows through my body naturally without me having to force it or have to really work on it. So exercise, I think, is huge. And then I own my own business, and I don't have a huge team that works with me. So I like to check in with anyone that's on my team. I like to check in with friends and family throughout the day and keep those connections, because those human connections can really help me continue to feel positive and continue to feel happy throughout the day. Because I think sometimes these days we just end up texting each other or DMing each other, right? I think it's really important, and it's something that my dad instilled in me, that number one, when you meet people, write their names down and do whatever you can to remember their names. And then number two, keep contact with them through a phone call. It doesn't have to be every day or even once a week, but once in a while, if you want to keep a relationship with a friend, give them a call on the phone. Just say, hey, I was thinking about you. Hey, I miss you. I did that with one of my friends today that I used to live by up in Logan, and we picked up right where we left off. And so that, I think, is important in building human relationships, and that can, you know, that can just keep that human connection there, and it's something that can make us happy instead of lonely or sad.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you so much for talking with us today. It was so fantastic to have you here. I value your time, and thank you for being such a great role model to me in my life. I know there are so many other girls and women that can learn from you and your ability to see the good, even in hard situations. So, in closing, beaches or mountains?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I love the mountains. We live close to the mountains. I love hiking. I love razor riding, snowboarding, but I'm going to have to go with the beaches. You know why?
Why?
It's that sound of the waves crashing in. That's just that soothing sound for me, and just instantly puts a smile on my face.
I love it.
Thanks for having me, Vanny. You're awesome.
Thanks for coming.
You're a great host. Let me see.